And then behind that is the actual renewal packet. Since we've already touched on several things with the letter, I'm going to just go ahead and go in to where it says renewal rate development. You can find this piece in your packet for me. About how many pages of that, Erica? 7 or 8?
Yeah. I need to put page numbers.
Right. That would be very helpful. Again, as you can see, if you turn the page where they have, in the very middle column, where they say claims above 100,000 pooling point, you can see where they've literally taken $615,000 worth of claims out of your experience for their calculation. That is your insurance within your insurance that we've talked about before. Last year, that number was 155,000, so obviously that spiked significantly. The next page is their actual renewal rate development that they put in. As you can see, your claims experience has gone up from an average of $409 a month per member per month to $501. So it's a pretty good increase. On the right-hand column where they start working through and put it in, the total per employee per month, claims experience, then once they trend it and put it through the calculation, is $843. The manual claims expense, in other words, if they just took your group and with age and gender and said, hey, what would we expect from just a routine population, is $699. So we are above the averages, whereas we were trending right at or even a little bit below. But they did blend. So they took 70% of our actual experience, 30% of the manual experience. So that helped you, brought it down to 800, gave an underwriting adjustment, so on. Again, they basically just brought it down to that 10% renewal cap that we had negotiated into the plan. Final thing that we'll go over, and then I would like to talk strategy, is behind that is the shock claims report. You will see that we have several significant claims. One of those members, if you look at the far left, is no longer on the plan. A is for active, T is for terminated from the plan. That is one of your higher cost claims. But you can also see that pretty well all of these have gotten treatment. Well, actually, all of these have received some form of treatment in 2023. So I'd stop there and see if there are any questions, and then ask if you'd like to discuss strategically what we do with this renewal, then I would recommend that we go into executive session.
Do you have any questions leading up to this?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 1, 3, and 12.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call.
Brandon, aye.
Sheila, aye.
Nick, aye. And we are in executive session at this time.